And that actually leads into something else I was curious your thoughts about, which is the research now that's starting to look at the issue of combined chemo radiation, EGFR antibody / cetuximab, and how that sort of has come out of the head and neck model. Can you talk about, I know there was some data presented at the Chicago meeting on this, what we know about this right now and sort of where things are heading?
Well, we know from a trial that was done by George Blumenstein from MD Anderson. When you took cetuximab and added it to the usual cassette of chemo and radiation therapy, the responses certainly were some of the best, and the survival for that trial compared to previous RTOG trials was extraordinary. Something like 48%, 3 to 5 year survival, no surgery, just really dramatic. And it could be done safely, although you had to be careful, as you would be with any targeted therapy, when you give it with chemo and radiation therapy. The move now has been, can you extend this? And in fact, RTOG is looking to now do a trial in which patients will actually have surgery to combine this cassette with a higher dose of radiation therapy plus cetuximab followed by surgery to see whether you actually improve local control and survival. So it's, let's just say, a new idea with regard to adding targeted therapy and also improving local control with surgery.
Interesting. Do you think that the use of cetuximab in a patient receiving chemo radiation or radiation therapy for a locally advanced tumor is a reasonable non-protocol option to consider for a patient at this point?
Certainly, that's going to be adapted by certain individuals who think that that's a standard of care. I'm not so sure it's the best thing to do at this point because there have been some reports of some toxicities associated with the cetuximab, and we need to have further validation of what the proper dose is and whether you can go higher on the dose, because people are now moving toward higher doses of radiation therapy in the situation of local regional 3A disease. So I would not like to see a targeted agent all of a sudden be used with non-standard radiation doses with chemo at this point.